Hello everybody, this is Dietmar Richnig, Professor for Entrepreneurship at the University of St. Gallen. You're listening to the podcast series Entrepreneurial Living, 7 Steps to Entrepreneurial Happiness, Your Way to Start Your Entrepreneurial Career. Podcast number 4, Chapter 3. First move, start your entrepreneurial future with a great problem. Is there still hesitation due to the lack of a convincing business idea, a reason to wait rather than to begin? Not according to the entrepreneurial method. It takes away every reason to wait, every excuse not to start now. The only thing you need for this is a great problem. Surely you know the most successful board game in the world, Monopoly. Translated into many languages and published in many special editions, in its base form is a game about capitalism in its purest form, a parable for capitalism. The game philosophy: buy streets and properties, pass go, and accumulate as much money as possible. Scrooge McDuck would have so much fun. The actual idea of the game was, however, something completely different from capitalism. Lizzie McGee, creator of the game, thought about the exact opposite, about social reform education, when developing the landlord's game. Her message, profits without work effort from the landlord in the game of rents, create poverty on the other side. As an inventor, she was, however, as often happens, not the innovator and entrepreneur. Charles Darrow took over the idea for the game and tried to sell it to the Parker brothers as Monopoly. They initially declined, but later licensed the game and made it into the worldwide success we know today. What can we learn from this example? That the base idea rarely is the founding idea later. The real starting point is a problem to which the entrepreneur dedicates his or herself. When Arthur Fischer was looking for a solution for fixing pictures to the wall securely, regardless of what kind of wall plaster was used, the idea for the legendary Fischer wall plug was born. An almost trivial problem, a challenging but not particularly technical solution, which through several rounds of experimenting finally resulted in a genius product, which was to found the Fischer Empire. Where are you going to find your great problem? Use your scanner in your world of movement and let it inspire your world of stimulation. This can be in the working environment, but may also be in private. In your world of action, you are accumulating the necessary experience for your ideas and plans. As a result, entrepreneurs are often their own first customers. The development of the mountain bike is the result of the solution to the problem of the passionate cyclists Gary Fisher, Joe Brees, and Charles Kelly, who found that cycling downhill was too difficult with a traditional bicycle. They took off the mudguards, beefed up the brakes, and were well on their way to the first mountain bike. This too was a worldwide success. But you don't need to reinvent the wheel. Often there are small improvements which can have a great effect and which may be discovered almost incidentally. The post-it from the company's 3M is usable for so many things, be it as a bookmark or as a notepad. IKEA achieved a great increase in profits with just the idea of distributing its larger pieces of furniture across several packages, because this facilitated transport for their customers. It remains the great impertinence and at the same time genius business idea of Ingvar Kamprad to integrate the customer into the supply chain through transport and assembly of the furniture, and at the same time making it fun for them. Up until the moment when you are building a bed and notice at the end that the last screw is missing. But this problem has also been solved now through well thought out quality management during the packaging of the parts. IKEA is a giant and out of reach for your great problem? Consider a campsite and see the ingenuity with which campers solve small everyday problems by defying the influence of nature with their rolling houses or modern tent cities in order to enjoy the highest amount of comfort possible despite the reduced amount of space. For example, it is unbelievable what can be stored practically and used in the 5 square meters of a Volkswagen camper van. A sailing boat with a cabin delivers similar notable examples of human ingenuity if someone is fascinated with a solution to a problem. The example of camper vans and yachts is obvious since it exemplifies using human passion towards a particular matter. This is the best motivator and a source for moonlighting, for working on a problem for hours, if necessary until 3 in the morning, illuminated only by the moon, without losing energy or motivation. At the same time, one is gaining the knowledge necessary for a solution to the problem. Howard Schultz, the entrepreneur behind Starbucks Coffee, saw a possibility of establishing qualitatively good coffee in the United States and thus revolutionizing an entire industry. To solve the problem of bad coffee, he initially studied coffee roasting and sales in Italy, in the manner practiced by Italian baristas. He became an expert in good beans. But how could he convince customers to spend more money on good coffee rather than the common variety? In order to do so, he solved the following problem he had observed. Due to a lack of time, the baby boomer generation in the United States began to take their breakfast with them on their journey to work. Why not offer coffee at the largest commuter hubs, such as rail stations, as coffee to go? It only had to be conveyed to the customer that he should pay a higher price for good coffee in a paper cup than for a cup of bad coffee in a classic diner. Maybe through particularly innovative flavors such as cinnamon or vanilla. Schultz experimented with his options and thought up one of his bestsellers, cold coffee, the Frappuccino. In addition, he developed the opposite concept to the coffee-to-go mode, the coffee lounge, which invites you to linger with comfortable furniture and free Wi-Fi. In a country where one receives the bill at the end of a meal without even asking, this was an almost revolutionary concept. This way, he solved several, even opposing problems of the coffee consumer. The stressed-to-go customer, as well as the sedentary internet surfer, find their place at Starbucks and are willing to pay more for the additional value created, even if it is only a cold coffee like the Frappuccino. The actual phenomenon, as a brand, the Starbucks logo with the mermaid works even in well-established tea cultures such as Japan. Young Japanese women find nothing more fashionable than to walk through the streets with a paper cup and the mermaid logo specifically turned outwards. To achieve this paradigm shift in a consumer, the development of problem solutions with the customer is decisive. Schultz is known to regularly surf in his branches undercover, to work on new solutions with his customers and also to discover new customer problems. Too unrealistic an example? Not if you consider how it started. Even Schultz started small when he became self-employed with his coffee bar Il Giornale and maneuvered one customer problem after another to solve them step by step, constantly improving, and to later build up the Starbucks brand into the empire it is today. In addition, the latter does not always have to be the goal. What is decisive is to capture a current customer problem, often your own, preferably tangibly. So call the child the customer C by their name. Miss XYZ is .. years old, works as a .. and has the following problem, P, dot, dot, dot. With my problem solution, S, I create relief and complete the following jobs for the customer. 1, 2, 3. These are my value propositions for the customer. Try, besides the first customer who you should really know, to find two other customer types with the same or similar problem. Contact these target customers and make your first customer list with which you can profile each customer in the manner stated with his problem and your problem solution. When you are your own first customer, like in the mountain bike example, you can also start with yourself. Pay attention to express value propositions in terms of attributes. There's something you're achieving as an entrepreneur that is better, faster, more economical, cheaper, easier than before. From there, it is just one more step to your great problem and the solution offered. Define from your value proposition for the specific customer solution a unique selling proposition, the USP. Which of the problems are you solving in a different way than existing offers? What makes you and your package of value propositions unique compared to already existing comparable problem solutions? If you can find at least one answer to this, then you have your great problem and your starting point for your entrepreneurial journey. The starting point is thus not a vague business idea. This is considered in science to be the cheapest option in the entrepreneurial process. There are so many ideas. Problems, on the other hand, which motivate you personally to work on solutions and try them out in reality, are valuable. The palette stretches from abstract problems such as that of the social inequality perceived by Liz McGee to the indulgence of a good coffee like Howard Schultz on the practical problem of Arthur Fischer to get the screw in the wall to hold. Find your great problem in business or private which makes you act in order to find a solution for yourself and others. When you begin this process, you will discover amazing things. Often the solution to the initial problem takes you to a fascinating new problem with more new attempts at solving them. You start a cascade of problem solutions and cut your raw diamond into a precious jewel. The story of the Freitag brothers illustrates this development process. The Freitag brothers were working as graphic designers in Zurich, in addition to studying for their design degrees. Being passionate cyclists, they delivered their graphic designs to customers on their own bicycle. The great problem, P1, the designs often got wet before reaching their destination, as rainy days are not uncommon in Zurich. Being creative students, they started working on a solution to this problem many bike couriers faced, C1. Looking out of their shared apartment kitchen onto a busy road next to the Hartbrücke in Zurich, they found their first idea for a solution, S1. The trucks rumbling past protected their goods with weather-resistant truck tarps. There must thus be a high volume of discarded covers, and these covers, if made into bags, would certainly protect from moisture. First attempts to sew messenger bags with normal sewing machines, however, failed because of the thick material. In the next stage, they experimented with more robust industrial sewing machines and produced their first prototypes. The aha effect? Each messenger bag came out as unique with its own design. This offered the Freitag brothers a new solution, S2, for an undiscovered problem, P2. In addition to the weather resistance of their messenger bags, value proposition VP1, they simultaneously fulfilled the desire for unique products of the wearer looking for individuality, C2. To give him a rugged, but at the same time aesthetically sophisticated status, value proposition VP2. A new cult product was born. Designer bags from a recyclable material of best quality. USB equal to VP1 plus VP2. The nice entrepreneurial side effect: out of rubbish, discarded truck covers, safety belts, and so on, unique products are produced for which a customer is prepared to pay a fair amount of money. Besides the flagship stores in Zurich and Tokyo, Freitag bags even made it into the Museum of Modern Art, the MoMA in New York. With their own artistic and technical methods, they have found an individual solution to a problem which initially only seemed relevant for couriers. Through trials and experiments, they discovered further roles, problem solutions such as laptop bags, backpacks, wallets, sweat-free shirts, etc., which we were able to realize with this idea. A groundbreaking new product, the Messenger Bag, which also fulfilled artistic desires, was born. We keep in mind, develop a unique problem solution with your customer step by step. This is your first move into the entrepreneurial living game. Cut your raw diamond into a unique customer problem solution. Start with a raw diamond, a great problem, and its four cornerstones: the target customer, C, with customer problem, P, problem solution, S, with customer jobs, the value proposition to the customer, VP, and the uniqueness compared to the existing offer, USP. Then develop a new cascade of problem solutions and cut your raw diamond into a precious jewel, which can lead you to new problems and customer groups, and with those problem solutions and value propositions in the package, define a USP, your unique selling proposition. As always, with this first move, make notes for your personal entrepreneurial diary. Learn more on www.entrepreneurial-living.com or buy the book. Don't forget to check my personal webpage, grichnik.com, grichnik.com, to get more information and register for this podcast series on entrepreneurial living. As always, dear folks, I would like to end with a great quote. It's from Lao Tse, Chinese philosopher and the founder of Taoism. He says, "A good traveler has no fixed plans and is not intent on arriving."